talking before 5 o'clock a little bit about where we were in December, which was kind of like you were here in a studio giving us some thoughts and advice and just how to keep a grip on everything, because December, the lead up to Christmas, it's a very overwhelming time. And now here we are, almost a month later, we're in January, it's the new year, the celebrations are done. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a little bit, now I feel like we're battling the opposite, and it's all a little bit almost underwhelming.
That's right.
To be at this point of the year. And so here we are on this thing that we like to call Blue Monday.
Yes, absolutely. And so we, unlike in December, we had something to look forward to. We haven't got anything to look forward to. Even the prospect of end of January doesn't feel that great, because February can just be as cold, if not as dark.
Yep.
And so how do we maintain our motivation, and how do we keep looking after ourselves when really we're all living in adversity, in the sense of the external conditions are quite harsh?
Okay. So with that, you wrote a lovely article in the Cambridge Independent at the start of the year, and it was sort of a gentle guide on how to spend the week. Is that right? You explain it, actually.
Yeah. I offered seven sort of tips of what you could do, which I call mindful self-care. So one practice a day for the week, essentially.
Okay.
So it's like, what can I do to look after myself this week?
Okay, perfect. So there's seven of these tips.
That's
and
right.
We can put them into practice this evening.
Yeah.
So what's a good one for us to use this evening towards the end of our day?
Okay. So the one I'm going to start with today is the one around noticing. So a simple one is just noticing what's around you. And I particularly like that in noticing nature. So actually noticing what's around you when you're out in nature. And it can be as simple as when you're walking to work or walking past some greenery. I noticed tonight as I was coming here through the cemetery, I decided to stop and look at the buds on some of the trees. So they look bleak, they look dark, they look stark, but if you look closely and you see the little sticky bugs, you can see tiny leaves in embryonic form. And I just thought, David, spring is just around the corner.
Oh, I love seeing that. I just love seeing the life of the tree branch, where it goes to bleak skeleton like in the winter, and then you start to see its regrowth. It does give you a thing. I was at the Botanic Gardens yesterday, actually, and I noticed the snowdrops were starting to come up.
I've not seen those yet.
And that was a real sign that spring was coming.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say my noticing today has been the sunset at 4:25.
Yeah.
Just seems a little bit later.
Yeah. So, and that little glimmer of hope, you know, that it's getting lighter.
Okay.
And that's what we need, really. We need to hold on to some sense of confidence and faith and not lose hope.
Right.
That
okay.
is the message, actually, for today, for Blue Monday. Keep faith, keep hope, keep confidence in yourself that you can do this.
Lovely. Okay. So have you noticed something today which has made you think, actually, it's not all bad? If you haven't seen something, I wonder what we can look out for now that it is a bit dark out there. But if you're aware, you'll notice that thing, I feel. If you have that sort of like mindful outlook, which we are encouraging you to do before the end of the evening today. See what you can notice. Okay, so that's for day one.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Okay, so what can we do tomorrow morning?
Okay, tomorrow morning. So one of the practices that I recommend is, you know, in that moment where you just wake up and you haven't yet remembered that you actually, for example, it was Monday morning this morning, and you haven't yet sort of tuned into what you need to do or what you know, what the bathroom's waiting for, then what I'm advising you to do, or inviting you to do, is just to spend 10 seconds naming three things that you're grateful for. And so it's about bringing the mind to say, do you know what, before I even face today's challenges, let me just remind myself of all my good fortune. And what I do is I go, this bed is so cozy and warm. How lucky am I? Then I remember around how lucky am I to share my life with my lovely partner?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember how lucky I am to be living in Cambridge, mm-hmm. which has got so much on offer.
Okay, so actually, being grateful, showing gratitude first thing in the morning, you might not be an early bird, you might hate your alarm so much because you've got to go to work and do a load of things that you don't really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you reframe the mind, the thing is, though, it doesn't take, you don't need to be, it's not a big grateful bubble. No. It's the small things.
And it's very much what you're feeling right now. And I mean, a lot of that might be really uncomfortable. It's like, I don't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to face Monday. But you just invite, so you say, reframe, turn, what can I be grateful for? What is at ease right now?
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Oprah just a moment ago off air, and I'll never forget, I was listening to something that she said, and she said that the first thing she does, she's a billionaire out there, okay? Mm. And the first thing she does every morning when she wakes up, she says, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you that I get to wake up and do another day on this earth.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's a great example.
That's it, though. It is. It's very simple, and it doesn't have to take long. And then you realise what time it is, and then you jump up.
And then you jump up,
but
okay.
But you just give yourself those few seconds which says, it's okay.
Yeah.
I can do this because I've got all these lovely things that I'm feeling, i.e. how cosy and warm I am right now.
Lovely. All right, then. So midweek, you know, midweek is always a bit of a struggle. What can you do for hump day?
Yeah. Okay, so my next one is going to be the kettle meditation. A lot of my students, people who come on my courses and on my events, they say, oh, David, I can't meditate, or I'm rubbish at meditating. So I say, have you tried the kettle meditation?
Ah.
And it's as simple as this. Next time you think of this, you're going to make a drink, then say, I'm going to do this as a meditation. So you slow yourself right down, you switch the kettle on, you stay at the kettle, you listen to the kettle boiling, you enjoy that moment of peace and quiet, then you mindfully prepare your drink, get the milk, put it in, you don't talk, you don't try and multitask, you don't check the phone, you just stay there, and then you take your cup and you go over to a window and you say, I'm just going to stay here for as long as I can, staring out the window, appreciating this hot drink and feeling my good fortune to just be resting right now. The kettle meditation.
Let me tell you, listeners out there, the kettle meditation really, really works because it's only a moment.
Exactly.
And rather than be, so sometimes you can be that, I can be that person where I put the kettle on, I put the radio on, I run to the bathroom, I do my teeth, I come back, I make some tea, and everything's terribly blurred and I'm exhausted by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do now do the kettle meditation, and it changes you.
It does.
Because it does slow you down. It brings you into mm-hmm. the moment
mm-hmm.
and it clears your mind,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah.
And then you take that moment to, you're not just drinking coffee to wake yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking it because you enjoy it
mm-hmm.
and you can have, and you know it's only a cup of coffee, which takes yeah. like a minute to
yeah.
drink.
Yeah.
But drink the coffee with the coffee. Don't drink the coffee whilst you're doing something
yeah.
else. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
That little bit of peace and clarity.
Beautifully put. You're noticing what your senses are telling you. The taste of coffee, the enjoyment of the heat, your favourite cup
yeah.
between your hands. And then you notice something in your kitchen or out the window and you go, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
It's just taking time to enjoy.
Yeah. And also, can I just say, if you've got a really great, like, stash of mugs and cups out there and you only use some for special times, I'm going to tell you, darling, get that special cup out every single morning that you have to go to work and you don't really feel like doing it, because just that alone is a little bit of a treat for yourself.
Absolutely. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. Friday. How do we approach Friday? We think we've got through it. One more day until the weekend, but let's reframe from a negative place. Mm-hmm. Let's mindfully mm-hmm. enjoy Friday. Okay. How do you advise?
Okay, so listen to this one.
Ooh.
You say, how good am I I have done a different practice each day this week. It's Friday, I'm almost at the end, and I have tried a different practice each day. That's because I've got confidence in myself, I'm using my imagination, and I believe that I can make things better and more enjoyable. So I'm already virtually there, just by actually reflecting back on what you've done so far.
And congratulate yourself as well.
Congratulate yourself.
Brilliant. Thank you, David. Thank you very, very much. Okay. With that, would you like to do a little mindful moment? Before I do that, though, I just wanted to mention that it was pretty much this time last year that we met, because I saw a very similar article that you wrote for Cambridge Independent, and I thought, this is my guest. I have got to get him on Mindful Mondays. So happy friendsiversary of 1 year.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much, David. I really do appreciate you coming in and being a wonderful contributor to the show.